Welcome back for another deep dive. This one actually came from one of our listeners who suggested we take a look at this children's book called Love Burritos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's by Lupe Hernandez, and I have to admit, I mean, the title itself really intrigued me.
Yeah.
And it's basically about these two siblings, Caleb and Olivia, who have this really unique and heartwarming way of dealing with all sorts of emotions.
Okay.
They get wrapped up like burritos.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And it's interesting because it kind of touches on this idea of like the importance of, touch and feeling secure.
Yeah, definitely, like especially for kids, that sense of security and comfort is so important.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit more about this whole love burrito thing. Like, what exactly is it?
Well, it's actually really simple. Like you just need a small blanket, someone you love to wrap you up, and of course, lots of love.
Oh.
And that's it. You've got yourself a love burrito.
So it's not just about like literally being warm in a blanket.
Yeah.
Right? It's more about that feeling of being safe and contained, like when you're little and you get swaddled, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like that. It's like creating this little haven where they feel protected and cared for.
Oh, I see. I get it. So like a love burrito is sort of like a safe space.
Exactly. And what's really neat is that the book gives all these examples of when Caleb and Olivia decide to become love burritos. It's not just when they're sad or scared. It's like for all sorts of situations.
So, like, what kind of situations are we talking about?
Oh gosh, everything, really. Like if they're feeling cold or nervous before like a doctor's appointment, or even just when they want a little extra comfort.
That's so interesting because it shows that it's not just about, dealing with negative emotions. It's also about like feeling loved and supported in general.
Yeah, for sure. And the book really emphasizes that connection between the physical act of being wrapped up and the emotional reassurance of being loved.
Right. Because it's not just any burrito, it's a love burrito.
Yeah.
So, how do the adults in the book, like the parents and grandparents, how do they play into all of this?
Well, they're really the ones who make the love burrito ritual so special. You know, they're not just like, oh, here's a blanket, go wrap yourself up. They're really present and involved. They hug the kids and kiss them, and they even pretend to eat them with kisses.
Oh, that's adorable.
I know, right?
You're
It might
funny.
sound silly, but it just adds to that whole feeling of playful affection and security.
It sounds like it really reinforces that idea that no matter what they're feeling, they're loved and cared for.
Exactly. And that consistency is so important. You know, knowing that this source of comfort is always available helps build resilience for the kids. They learn to associate that feeling of being held with safety and love, which can be incredibly powerful.
It makes sense. I mean, think about it. Even as adults, we all have those things that
Yeah.
make us feel safe and comforted.
Oh, absolutely.
So, in a way, we all have our own versions of love burritos.
I like that. Adult love burritos.
Right. So the book goes through all these different situations where Caleb and Olivia turn into love burritos. I don't think we have time to go through all of them, but maybe we could pick out a few that really highlight how versatile this whole coping mechanism can be.
Yeah, definitely. Like there's one scene where Caleb is super nervous about going to the doctor.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And his mom, you know, she wraps him up in a love burrito. And it's like almost instantly he calms down.
It's like the love burrito gives him that extra boost of courage to face something scary.
Exactly. And it's not always about fear or anxiety either.
What do you mean?
Well, there's another scene where their dog passes away, which is obviously a really sad and difficult experience for the whole family.
Oh, yeah, that part was
I
heartbreaking.
know, right? And in that scene, it's actually the grandparents who step in and create love burritos for everyone, including the parents.
Wow.
It's like this beautiful acknowledgement that grief affects everyone. We all need that comfort and support during those times.
That's a really powerful message. And it also shows that love burritos aren't just for kids, right?
Right. They're for anyone who needs that feeling of security and solace, no matter what they're going through.
It really makes you think about what our own adult versions of love burritos might be.
Yeah, it does. Like, what are the things that make us feel safe and loved and supported when things get tough?
That's a great question, and maybe something we can explore a little bit further. But first, let's take a quick break.
So we were talking about, you know, those adult love burritos.
Yeah, like what are the things we do to find comfort and connection when we're not kids anymore?
Right, exactly. And it's funny because even though the book focuses on children, it kind of subtly hints at how adults create those spaces too.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like how the parents and grandparents aren't just going through the motions of wrapping the kids up.
Yeah, they're really present and intentional about it.
They make it like a shared experience,
Yeah,
you know?
exactly. It's not just about the physical act, it's about the emotional connection that's being fostered.
And that's something we can all do, right? Whether we have kids or not.
Absolutely. It's about being there for the people in our lives, you know? offering support, encouragement, creating those moments of joy and connection.
You know what else is interesting? There's a scene where Caleb is afraid to go down this big slide at the park.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it's his mom who, like, makes the love burrito for him right there in public.
That's right. It's like, it shows that comfort and connection can be found anywhere.
Not just at home.
Exactly. And it also highlights that anyone can provide that support. Mm. You know, it doesn't have to be just parents.
It's like that saying, it takes a village.
Yeah. We can all be those sources of comfort for each other.
Even in small ways, right?
For sure. Like holding a door open for someone, offering a kind word, just listening without judgment.
All those little gestures can go a long way.
They really can. It's like creating those metaphorical love burritos for the people around us.
So we've talked about providing that support for others, but what about for ourselves?
Oh, that's so important too. You know, recognizing our own need for comfort and connection.
What are some things you do when you need a love burrito, so to speak?
Well, for me, I find a lot of comfort in nature.
Oh yeah, me too.
There's something about being surrounded by trees and fresh air that just makes me feel grounded and at peace.
I totally get that. Even a short walk in the park can make such a difference.
Right. It's like hitting the reset button.
But sometimes, you know, you can't just escape into nature.
Yeah, sometimes you need to create that feeling of comfort right at home.
Exactly. Like, for me, that might be lighting some candles, putting on some music, maybe curling up with a good book and a cup of tea.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It's about creating that sense of sanctuary. You know, a space where I can just recharge.
And those are all valid forms of self-care.
Right. Creating those adult versions of love burritos for ourselves.
It's about recognizing what nourishes us,
yeah.
What brings us comfort and joy, and making time for those things.
Even when life gets busy and chaotic.
Exactly. It's so easy to let those things fall by the wayside, but they're so important.
You know, it's interesting how this whole concept of the love burrito can apply to so many different experiences and emotions.
It really is. From fear and sadness to joy and connection.
It's like this universal symbol of comfort and support.
And I think that's what makes this book so powerful.
Yeah.
It reminds us that even though our lives might look different from Caleb and Olivia's,
right,
that fundamental human need for love and belonging, it's the same for all of us.
And it's something we can all tap into, right?
Absolutely. Whether it's through those literal love burritos for the kids in our lives.
Or finding our own unique ways to express and receive comfort and connection.
Exactly. And that's something I think we can talk about more after a quick break.
All right, so we're back, and I think it's time to start wrapping up our deep dive into love burritos.
You know, as we've been talking about all this, I've realized something.
What's that?
This whole love burrito thing. It's not just a cute idea for a kid's book.
Yeah.
It's actually a really powerful metaphor for how we all deal with life. You know,
I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it's like this reminder that no matter how old we get, we still need that feeling of safety and comfort.
Exactly. And connection too.
Right. It's like that basic human need that never really goes away.
It really doesn't. And think about it. When we're stressed or feeling down, what do?
Mm.
We reach for those things that make us feel better, right?
Yeah, like a warm hug or a good meal or maybe just some peace and quiet.
Exactly. Those are all different ways of seeking out that love burrito feeling, that sense of being cared for and supported.
So it's like we all have our own personal love burrito toolkit.
I like that. A love burrito toolkit.
Right. And what I love about this book is that it reminds us that it's okay to need those things.
It's not a weakness.
Exactly. It's part of being human.
And it's not just about receiving those love burritos either.
What do you mean?
It's also about giving them, you know, being that source of support for others.
Oh, I see. What do you mean? Like being the one to offer that hug. Or that listening ear.
Exactly. It's about spreading that love and compassion around.
So for everyone listening out there, what are some of your adult versions of a love burrito?
Yeah, think about it. What are those things that make you feel good and help you recharge?
Maybe it's spending time with loved ones or getting lost in a good book or even just taking a few minutes for yourself to relax and breathe.
Whatever it is, embrace those things. Make them a priority in your life.
Because taking care of yourself is not selfish.
It's essential.
When you feel good, you're better able to show up for others and make a positive impact on the world.
Right. And who knows, maybe by creating those love burritos for ourselves, we can inspire others to do the same.
It's like a ripple effect of kindness and compassion.
I love that. So as we wrap up our deep dive into love burritos, we just want to leave you with this thought.
What are your love burritos?
What are those things that bring you joy and comfort and make you feel loved and supported?
Find those things, cherish them, and share them with the people around you.
And together, let's make the world a little bit warmer, a little bit brighter.
Thanks for joining us on another deep dive.
Until next time.